Huskies 0, which was, of course, the score to the big Glory Huskies game played earlier and heard earlier right here. It's time for Music Guy with G.O. And, of course, a lot of your favorite friends may be here. Dr. Fendishman with a lot of facts for you. The Klein Family Singers. The great public service feature of the Music Guy program. Famous Expressions Explained. And another dubious episode in Return the Paper Plates. Edge. Remember that movie with Les Brown and his band of renown? I am almost ashamed to say that because it's a cliche. Another cliche that I don't really like to say is, according to Hoyle, I looked up some fact there. Here it is. The cliche expert in your crowd will disrupt whatever you're doing invariably and use the fun-filled expression. Well, according to Hoyle, you may have wondered if there ever was a Hoyle, but there was a Hoyle. And he wrote only two books on card playing, and that was back in the mid-1700s. One was a treatise on whist, and the other one wasn't. So if somebody says, according to Hoyle, you say, well, the guy only wrote two books. What does he know about it? Which may be true or may not be. Depends on how you look at it. Let's look at it this way.
Coming my way.
Here it is, the itinerary for the day in the life of a fool. Jack Jones, who's certainly not a fool, a very talented young singer, and a good friend, by the way. Speaking of the day in the life of a fool, I have my itinerary here for the next week because I am taking a vacation, and in case you do want to get in touch with me, maybe this will help. Now, Monday, I'll be visiting my cat in Tarzana, California. Tuesday, I'll be eating lunch. Wednesday, I'll be dedicating the Hoosier Hotshots Wax Museum. Thursday, I'll be repainting the Sal Mineo Room at Junior High School. And then on Friday, I'll be addressing a group of gorillas during Charles Darwin Day festivities at the Griffith Park Zoo near Los Angeles. And then on Saturday, I'll be painting my crabgrass purple, just to give the neighbors a topic of conversation. Then on Sunday, I'm just going to take it easy and probably continue my efforts to make Webster's Dictionary into a Broadway musical comedy. So in case you need to get in touch, I'll be around there at one of those places at some day during the week. There she is, Sassy Sarah. Take the A train. A few years ago, I wrote Take the B train, not realizing how close I was to a hit. T for One, remember that? Greens in the Night. Person can come close, but it doesn't help, I guess. Well, stand by for Dr. Fendishman in just a moment. A little bit later on the Music Guy G.O. Show, the Klein Family Singers will be here. Famous Expressions Explain, and of course, another dubious episode in Return the Paper Plates.
It's time for information time. And here he is, the man with all the information, Dr. Lionel Fendishman.
And here is my first piece of information. The state of Louisiana was named after the famous Roman general and emperor, Julius Caesar.
Dr. Fendishman.
Yes, Harvey, what is it? Can't you see I'm very busy?
That last fact, I don't quite understand.
What's the matter?
Well, you said that the state of Louisiana was named after Julius Caesar.
That's right. You see, Julius Caesar was born in the year 102 B.C., and he was named then. But Louisiana didn't exist until the 17th century, so it wasn't named until that time, therefore.
Louisiana was named after Julius Caesar.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
You've been listening to Information Time.
To watch girls play. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I enjoyed playing it there for you. That was Les McCann and me, of course. Emerson once said, "Knowledge is the antidote to fear." There is a battle going on today, a battle of minds and ideals, a battle to bring freedom and knowledge to countries of the world that know only oppression and fear. Knowledge is the key to freedom. Not the limited knowledge of a person who learns only what dictators offer him, but knowledge of all things, all peoples. We, who have the right to think, to learn, and apply our knowledge in the crusade for a free world, have a job to do. To share these rights, to lift the curtain of fear, to make sure that all people know the meaning of freedom. Robert Q. Lewis gave me a jingle today. That's how did it go? No, that was the wrong jingle. No, he gave me a phone call today, and he says, "Hey, I've got a new album out. Have you seen it yet?" And it so happened right at that point, I opened his new album, and there are some goodies in there. Back in 1928, one of the most popular radio shows in the U.S. was Little Orphan Annie, based on the comic strip of the same name, and we were all sipping Ovaltine at that time. Well, Robert Q. has come out with some of the more fantastic songs of that era. Here's one right now.
There's a cute little girl and a great big dog. We see them every day. And the cute little girl and the great big dog playing the hours away. There's something about their manner. Seems so happy, so gay. For that cute little girl and that great big dog cause lots of folks to say, that little chatterbox, the one with curly auburn locks. Who do you see? It's little orphan Annie. She and Sandy make a pair. They never seem to have a care. Cute little she, our little orphan Annie. Bright eyes, cheeks a rosy glow. There's a store of healthiness handy. Might size, always on the go. If you wanna know, Arf says Sandy always wears a sunny smile. Now wouldn't it be worth your while if you could be like little orphan Annie? Tell your mommy and your dad you know of something better than candy. If you drink it once or twice, you will say it's nice. Wow, how dandy. Later on we'll tell you more, but now we've got a treat in store. On with the show, it's a little orphan Annie.
Well, you're probably too young to remember that, and so am I, of course, but that was Robert Q. Lewis and the theme from Little Orphan Annie, and her dog Sandy. Of course, I have many traumatic emotions with that song because I played the part of Sandy. I lift this up over here and remind you that it's time again for another special feature on the Music Guy Show.
And now it's time for America's favorite TV musical show, The Klein Family.
Welcome to another weekly visit with us, the members of the Klein family. As we do every week, we'd like to have you meet some of the members. First of all, this is my wife, Shirley. To Shirley's right is my stepbrother and Shirley's uncle, Albino Klein.
And this is my wife, Betty, and over here are our three daughters, Cynthia, Joanne, and Judy.
There in the third row, you can see my uncle, Ben Klein, who is my wife's first husband.
No, Ben is your father's stepbrother, remember that?
Wait a minute, are you sure?
Well, Rodney and Kenneth are your cousins, right?
Yeah.
Well, then that would make Ben your father's brother and your wife's uncle-in-law and your uncle.
Now, you're mixed up, Albino. Agatha, Patty, Brian, and Roger are your nieces and nephews.
Oh, no, that isn't right, because Randolph...
Because Arnold and Irving were the cousins...
No, my wife's father's sister's brother-in-law's uncle.
You're wrong, you're wrong.
Until next week, this is Bill Jacobs saying so long for America's favorite musical family, the Klein family.
The age-old musical question, Casino Royale? Herb Alpert and the TJB on the Music Guy Show with G.O. Well, let's scurry along musically now, as they seldom say, with Ken and Beverly and Who's Afraid?
Who's afraid of lovely things?
Afraid of Edward Albee. Ken and Beverly, two young kids from the Los Angeles area. Of course, that was Ken singing, Beverly playing oboe, and some sweet sounds. Coming your way from the Music Guy program. Return the paper plates in about 10 minutes, right here over most of this same station.
Now, Famous Expressions Explained, a highly touted weekly program dedicated to a deeper understanding of the world around us. Our panel today consists of Professor Marion Wiedner, Dean of Rancid Filigrees at the Hanstetter School of Ancient Marsupialism in Hanford.
Thank you.
And Dean Marion Wiedner, Professor of Bilingual Genialism at the University of Leipzig, Southern Branch of Fraternal Texas.
Thank you.
Now then, the expression to be explained today is the expression, a horse of another color. Professor Wiedner, will you lead the explanation, please?
Yes, I'd be glad to. The expression, a horse of another color, originated in the 14th century in southern Europe.
That's right. The Druids would gather around the walls of ancient baronial castles, and then one of them would turn to another and say, a horse of another color, buddy.
Well, thank you very much, Professor Marion Wiedner and Dean Marion Wiedner. Listen again next week when Famous Expressions Explained will explain the famous expression, flake off, Mac. That's next time on Famous Expressions Explained. Famous Expressions Wineries, Famous Expressions, California.
Got along without you before I met you. Gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, 'cause you didn't love me anyhow. You ran around with every boy in town, and you never cared if it got me down. You had me worried, always on my guard, but you laughed at me 'cause I tried too hard. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now. Boom, boom, boom. Gonna get along without you now. Woo! Got along without you before I met you. Gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, but you didn't love me anyhow. I lost my money and I lost my pride. Didn't have much money, but I really tried. It made you happy when you made me cry, and you broke my heart, so I said goodbye. Kum boom, kum boom. Gonna get along without you now. Kum boom, kum boom. Gonna get along without you now.
A couple of boom booms for you from Trini Lopez and the Music Guy program. We're going to get along without you now. Someone has been sending along quite a few facts. I'd like to thank them for it. Here's one that may or may not strike your fancy. George Selden, the man once called the father of the automobile industry, built his first car back in 1877. However, it was nearly 20 years before he finally got around to patenting it. And another one, this is even more interesting. The inventor of the safety pin sold the rights to his amazing idea for only $400. He could have become a multimillionaire if he hadn't been stuck on the selling idea. Ouch. Oh, that makes sense, doesn't it? And your average giraffe is about 16 to 18 feet tall, but they have been known to hit 21 feet. For example, Fred, the world's tallest giraffe, 21'6", played center for the Boston Celtics for 3 straight years. Think of that one with Nelson Riddle and his orchestra. George E. Girl and his lovely wife, Mrs. Girl. I always thought that was his initial, before the movie came out, of course. That's a beautiful instrumental. Here on the Music Guy program with G.O., a former president once said, "All that a man has, will he give for his life. And while all citizens contribute of their substance in support of their nation, the soldier puts his life at stake and often yields it up in his country's cause." The highest merit, then, is due the soldier. Yep, the greatest credit is due the man who offers the greatest worth. And our military personnel offer their all in the 24-hour-a-day job of being a member of the United States Armed Forces. Say, a little bit later on the show, we'll be dropping in on the paper plates community and see what's happening over there.
Our hidden microphone takes us to the scene of law enforcement in action. right, Roscoe. We know you're in there. Come out with your hands on your head and you won't get hurt.
Sarge, you're training the lights on the wrong building. Roscoe's across the street. This is a Chinese restaurant.
All right, Wu Chang. We know you're in there. Come out with your hands up.
New York on Sunday. Big city, taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall in your lap. If you got trouble, just take them out for a walk. They'll burst like bubbles in the front of a Sunday in New York. You can spend time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. Later you're pausing in one of those stores, there's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating, you're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles a greeting, then the dream that has seen you through the week comes true on Sunday in New York.
Vicarious excursion to the great big city, Sunday in New York with Bobby Darin on the Music Guy Show with Geo. that great hit there by Ted Heath and the orchestra, the Work Snog. Oh, Work Song. It was misspelled here. I take everything very literally, as you can tell. Now, it's time for another synthetic episode of Return the Paper Plates.
You remember last time, not too much happened. But the time before last, Carl found the gimmick necessary for his success in show business. Now, the next morning, Carl is on the set for the opening day shooting of his first movie, How Green Was My Foot. It is Carl's director, Sidney Stromberg, who speaks first.
All right now, Carl, sweetie. I know you're nervous and you've never done anything like this before, but don't worry, foot baby, because you're in capable hands.
Well, thank you.
All right now, places, everybody. All right now, quiet on the set.
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 Will you get those guys out of here? All right now, Carl. In this scene, you're supposed to be buttering the sandwich when Miss Dawson, as played by Letty Burnquist here, comes in and surprises you. You got that?
Yes, I think so.
All right. So you just stand there with the butter knife, and on my cue, you say, "Why, hello there, Miss Dawson." All right, lights, camera, action.
How green was my foot? Scene one, take one.
Oh, hello. I didn't know you were in the kitchen.
Huh? Oh, why, hello though, Moss Disson. Heldos, Moss Mars Dillon. Oh, heck.
All right, cut!
Huh? Oh, okay.
Oh, ouchie.
No, Carl, I didn't mean cut with a knife. Boy, you sure have a lot to learn about show business.
Well, what's going to happen next time? Don't fail to miss our next exciting episode when we'll hear actress Letty Burnquist say,
"You got butter all over my dress." Gasp. Oh.
I saw you smiling as if I could forget. The moment that we met, and we would wander, content to wander through the golden summer with nothing to regret. Moments in our lives, and through my sadness, that happiness survives, and I'll remember as the years go by till the day I die that we. And we were happy
Golly, you're right, Shirley. I forgot. Shirley Bassey. And We Were Lovers. Well, that just about puts the capper on today's Music Guy program with G.O. I'll just pack up all my troubles in this old kit bag over here and smile a couple times, shall we? This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.